from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Labor Day weekend. There is so much going off, including the kickoff and rib festival presented by Icy Light at Acrisure Stadium. And part of that is a noon kickoff with the University of Pittsburgh Panthers against the Kent State Golden Flashes. And we're excited because we have former Pitt quarterback Pat Bostic, Senior Associate Athletic Director of Major Gifts at the University, and nobody is more excited than you, Pat. You love this, and you waited a long time to get it going.
Yeah, it's been a while, and I love doing it. Love working with you and Billy and Doran, and get to do it again. Be a fun season, and gets underway tomorrow. I'm going to get some ribs afterwards, too, so always try to work that into the schedule.
As I spoke with Coach Pat Narduzzi on Wednesday, you know, he's so close to everything. They work year-round. I don't think people appreciate how much work goes in an off-season. It's been a long one since they haven't played a game since November.
Yeah, obviously last year was incredibly disappointing. Not a season that anyone expected. A lot of changes, new offensive staff, a number of transfers both in and out. But yeah, the offseason's still full of work, weight room work, spring ball, summer conditioning, running Flagstaff Hill up in Schenley Park like we used to do when I played, and now fall camp. And now you get to the opportunities now. You get 12 guaranteed opportunities to go out there and play together, and this 2024 team, the 135th edition of Pitt football, will have a chance to kind of write their story starting tomorrow at noon.
And last night they had the traditional bonfire on campus. Over 10,000 students and fans showed up for that. That shows you they still have support and enthusiasm. And I would guess that in that 135 years, Pitt will never have seen an offense that's supposed to work this fast. So explain to fans what this is all about.
Yeah, we're going to have our work cut out for us on the air. We're going to have to be concise. But no, they're going to at times run a play every 7 seconds.
So think about that.
There's no time for you make a 15-yard catch. There's no time to point first down. You know, it's get right lined up, get the signal, get the call, and run a play. There'll also be times when they go slower. But this is an offense that's going to run at a pretty feverish pace, and I think that's going to be new for Pitt fans because you've seen a lot of huddling over the years with Pat Narduzzi's team, so it's a paradigm shift in that regard. It'll be fun to watch, and even more fun to watch if they score points at the rate that Cade Bell's offenses did at Western Carolina.
And Cade Bell is the new offensive coordinator. His father is still the coach where he came from in Western Carolina. They played, actually, last night, and this team's, I think, posted over 500 yards a game of offense last year. So yeah. Cade Bell is the guy. There's been a lot of coaching changes, too, in this process, including a new assistant head coach.
Yeah, Corey Sanders promoted to assistant head coach. The bulk of the changes, obviously, a totally new offensive staff, new special teams coordinator, new defensive line coach, Charlie Partridge with the Indianapolis Colts. So it's a bit of a transition for Pat Narduzzi entering his 10th season, starting his 10th season tomorrow. But kudos to him for making hard decisions and probably going, you know, in a path that was probably contrary to where he thought he'd go when he started his career here with an up-tempo offense as a defensive coach. So tough decisions, hard to move on from long-time associates and colleagues, but it's all about the best interest of the program. And I think this has the potential to really take root. And again, it starts to count tomorrow.
And it's safe to say in this day and age, transitions have never been greater either with teams. You know, you had the natural transitions as, you know, players would come and go and graduate. But now with the transfer portal and all, the teams can change their entire image in a year. And really, for Pitt, that's what they've done.
Yeah, they have. They've brought in a lot of help from the transfer portal. They've also lost some players. Saw a couple of them playing for Colorado last night. I mean, we're in a day and age, however much you like it or dislike it, where it actually means something when a player announces he's coming back for his sophomore or junior season. When I played it, we kind of assumed, I want to come back.
Yeah.
Now it's you're on the open market. There's opportunity to certainly go play somewhere else, to have a better situation, to make more money in the NIL world. But ultimately, the pride, the pageantry, the nostalgia of a college football Saturday is still the same. And we're going to feel that tomorrow at Acrisure Stadium. They'll be feeling it down the road in Morgantown around the same time when they take on Penn State. I'm grateful that the games are starting, because all the talk of the other nonsense is it'll quell for a while as we focus on what really matters, which are those young men playing football.
All right, that said, and finally, Nate Yarnell looked like he was going to be the starter through spring ball in the summer, but this transfer from Alabama, speaking of transfers, Eli Holstein's going to get the nod. Narduzzi says we'll see both quarterbacks, though.
Yeah, you know, not unique to Pat Narduzzi. He's done it before, but unique certainly to this program over the last several years in terms of playing two quarterbacks. I think it's a really good sign that Holstein has come as far as he has. He did not have the best spring. He was a little bit he was hobbled by a hamstring injury in the spring, but he's shown the ability to run. He's shown the ability to throw the football and master this offense. I think for Pat Narduzzi, he was making the decision based on, okay, the floor is the same, but who's got the higher ceiling? And I think they feel really strongly about Eli Holstein's future. That being said, it's always nice to have a guy like Nate Yarnell in your program who's won you football games, who will no doubt factor into this team's success in 2024.
And we'll be rocking on Rooney tomorrow. Again, the Rib Festival is all down there. There'll be a lot of people, a lot to enjoy. We'll be on the air on our network broadcast starting at 10. Pat Bostic and I will be joined by Doran Dickerson and, of course, the legendary Bill Hillgrove, along with Cale Berger. Looking forward to it, partner. And don't forget the Pitt Show at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning on The Fan, hosted by Pitt quarterback Pat Bostic.
We'll have some fun, partner. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by.
Anytime, man.
Labor Day weekend. Oh, Aaron, I'll tell you, we've been rolling this week. We got a lot going on. So you're relatively a newlywed, right? But there are a lot of people out there looking for love.
Right.
And as you know, did you meet your husband online by chance?
I met him in person, but meeting your person online is the newest thing. It really is.
And some people have taken it to new levels. We are joined by Kelsey Baker from the Washington Post. And by the way, you can check Kelsey out on our video mix at kdkradio.com. I love that you can see our guest now on the radio, Kelsey. Welcome to KDK.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, your story really got my attention because, you know, as a married person, you don't think about it that much, but there are so many people who are single and looking for a date, and online is increasingly becoming the way people meet that special someone, or at least somebody to go out with, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But in this case, a guy named David Klein took out a billboard, and you had a chance to talk to this guy. Now, I'm curious if he got any traction.
Oh, he totally did, yeah. Yeah, so Dave took out his billboard in Philadelphia, and he got messages from all around the world. There were a few people confusing Philadelphia with the Philippines. he's got a hard rule, though, that whoever he goes out on a date with needs to be located in the same town. But yeah, he got some pretty interesting response. Sure.
Yeah. So on his post, by the way, on this billboard, it says, "Dave Fast Facts can cook well, has normal hobbies, owns a cat pictured, and bought a billboard." So, I mean, that couldn't have been cheap. Did he tell you what he paid for that?
I think he paid around $1,100 for it. It started out as a as a joke with some friends, a little bit of a pricey joke. But I think the response he's had from people and how it seems to have really put a smile on a lot of folks' faces has been worth the money for Dave.
Yeah, so has he narrowed it down to finding actually somebody special?
Well, let me see. I haven't checked in with him on if he's got a single person in mind. But what I think he has found is there are a lot of people out there who are really interested in his kind of authenticity. And it takes a pretty secure person, I think, to put up a billboard like that. And Dave is certainly secure with himself and really lives what I would call a very authentic life. So he got, I think the people who appreciate that in a partner are a lot of ones that reached out. And one of those was Tara, who has a lot of those same qualities herself.
Yeah. By the way, Dave Klein is 28 years old, but what does he do for a living?
He works in a software HR management. Yeah.
Well, I'm curious now that we've started this conversation, we got to find out. We got to get an update on Dave because this may be the way to go for some people while the rest of everybody go on to those dating apps like eHarmony and FarmersOnly.com, Christian Mingle. Have you ever perused some of those in your research?
I've perused them more than I would like in my personal life. I mean, one of the things that I think Dave told me he was pretty tired of, and I think is true for a lot of young people now, is dating is hard, and it's really hard on the apps. The apps will allow you to have prompts. So you can ask a person a certain question and they can answer your question that's on there. But it's really hard to assess somebody's personality. If you're not conventionally really attractive, you're kind of bound to have a tough time on these apps. And so I think the billboard for Dave...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Showcased his unique personality in a way that wasn't otherwise, you know, you're not going to see on a sterile 5-second, if that, somebody's Tinder or Bumble page.
Well, if he finds the right person, then it was certainly, I'm sure, worth the $1,100 for the billboard. Meanwhile, read all about it. Kelsey Baker from the Washington Post. Thank you and have a great weekend. And let us know if you got an update.
Definitely. Thank you so much for your interest. I really appreciate it.
You got it.
Here's the set. Bases loaded. 0-1. Bethancourt hits it on the ground. Sharply past Kiner Falefa. And the Cubs will take the lead. 7-run lead gone as Bethancourt has driven in 7 runs today for the Cubs. They bypass Crow Armstrong to get to Bethancourt, and he makes the Pirates pay. 11-10 Cubs.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Friday we check in with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block, who finds himself in Cleveland under an assumed name. Joseph, good morning.
I'm actually on the highways and byways making my way there right now, so no assumed name just yet.
Ah, okay. So you decided to forego going to Cleveland early. I don't blame you for that, partner, but I feel for you. As a fan, I am a fan, and as a broadcaster, too, you're such a professional, but the last 2 weeks have been so disappointing with the 10-game losing streak, and you thought, okay, they turned it around with 3 out of 4 from Cincinnati, and then this disastrous Cubs series of 3 games. I was stunned because in that game the other day, which I've tried to forget, but I can't, we were up, what, 10-3 at one point? And I thought we had
entering
this.
The seventh, yeah.
Yeah, and I had to do some other things. And when I looked at the final, I thought it was a mistake. And when Rowdy Tellez is pitching 2 games this week, you just wonder, what happened? How did the wheels come off? And this bullpen has been awful. Uh-oh. It's...
As, well, you as know, fate would have it. He may have dropped out because he just couldn't take anymore.
Aaron, we gotta reconnect with Joe. You got to call him back, please. Joe is on the road, so somehow the demons have attacked even the poor guy's phone.
Perhaps the authorities in Cleveland got word he was on his way and decided to zap all communication.
He got zapped. Poor Joe, you know. These guys are so professional, and, you know, they have to walk a certain line.
I mean, how would you like to be in Greg Brown's or Joe Block's shoes during a time like this? It's one thing when the team is middling or when they're winning, but when you see what happened unfolding on Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, and I kind of just...
On Wednesday, and then the 2 days before. I mean, the 3-game series was just a complete dumpster fire. And yet, you have to, you know, strike a certain bell. I mean, after all, they work for the Pirates, basically, right?
Yeah. So my question to Joe was simply, how did the wheels, what happened that the wheels have come off, especially with the bullpen?
Larry, my opinion is, my own observation is that the team has a number of pretty high caliber players, but there are just enough players of bad caliber to take all of that away.
All right, Joseph, I think we got you back. The demons.
As soon as I got on the turnpike, I hit the wrong button.
Oh, so it was self-inflicted.
That's on me, yes.
All right, well, the question, Joe, was simply, what is going on here? We thought we were in this thing, we were hanging, and just everything has gone sideways. Now they're moving O'Neal Cruz to the outfield. The bullpen has been atrocious. Can we get it back together?
Well, I think the goal now is to get it back together. There's no chance for the postseason now, but, you know, if they can play better baseball going down the stretch like they did in June and July, I think that helps them feel better, you know, going into next season. But clearly, you know, if they didn't make the postseason this year, I don't think anybody would have been shocked by that. But just to go since the trade deadline, 7-19, I don't think anybody expected the Pirates to play like that. And they did have 9 one-run losses in there, but they're losses. So it's, you know, there were some close games. But a game like the other day, you just don't see it for decades and decades. And so I think that just kind of put an exclamation point on what has been a terrible month for the Pirates, and hopefully that they can play better baseball the last 4 weeks of the season. There's really nothing much more that they can do right now.
Joe, Paul Rasmussen here. Does playing better baseball include seeing some prospects coming up from Indianapolis by any chance?
Paul, I recognize your voice. You don't have to identify yourself. I'm just teasing with you. But, yeah, I think September 1st on Sunday, they can expand the rosters by 2. So you'll probably see a couple of guys like that. And I asked Ben Cherington that on Sunday, the Pirates general manager, will we see more younger players coming up? Because the Pirates have called up a lot of guys in their 30s. And he said, yeah, possibly we'll see some of those guys if there's playing time for those players. So it depends on what positions that they're playing and where they see that there could be a path for them to get some work in.
You know, as you well know, by and large, the starting pitching has been pretty solid. But obviously, you utilize somebody that's a generational talent like Paul Skeens. He leaves you with a great situation. And this bullpen, what's going on with the bullpen? Nobody seems to be able to pitch out of it.
That's what's so surprising, because I think coming into the season, that was thought to be a strength. And you know, for a lot of the individual players, they have had long runs of success this season. Even Bednar, who for, you know, after that early bumps, corrected himself, saving 19 in a row, and then since then, obviously, has been tumultuous. And then Kyle Nicholas, who's a young pitcher, has pitched very, very well for about 2.5-3 months. And then he ran into trouble the other day. Chapman, since the All-Star break, has been lights out, and he ran into trouble the other day. Majinski's just come back. He missed a month with injury, and he had been very good before that. So it can still be a strength. It's just now, because of this August, it's not going to be playing for the postseason. It's going to be playing for a spot on next year's roster. So it's really surprising to see the hiccups. They do happen, but they seem to have happened at the most inopportune times for the Pirates this year.
All right. Well, Joe, safe travels. We appreciate you, man. And have a good weekend. And we'll catch you next Friday.
And I'm sorry, I don't know how to use a telephone.
Listen, man, we've all been there, brother. No worries.
Absolutely.
Have a good weekend, in spite of the fact you're in Cleveland.
Heading there now. All right. Pennsylvania.
I love him. Joe Block, so Pirates broadcaster.
So do I. It's a pleasure listening to Joe call a game.
I love him. Coming up, Michael Bartley's in the house for Marty Griffin. We'll have a preview next. Top 10 until 2, Marty Griffin, the Get Marty program, a lineup change. Michael Bartley.
A lineup change.
So Marty begins a four-day hiatus for the weekend.
You have a trademark voice. You know who else does? And Joe Block was right. Paul didn't have to identify himself. That was so cute. He said, Paul, I know your voice. Everyone in this city knows Paul Rasmussen's voice.
He's so smooth.
Man, I wish I had that voice.
So are you going to the barbecue?
No, but we're going to talk about it today. Everything's going on, you know. But I probably am going to go. I'm working on Monday, 2 to 6. But I'm going to kind of head down to the parade, I think. Darren Kelly's going to come on with me. I know you talked to him earlier. There's some updates on in terms of some of the guests. So he's going to update me on that. It's coming up.
Who would that be?
Yeah, I wonder who that's going to be.
So we talked to Scott Bradley and his wife, Stacy.
Yeah.
They are badass. AZZ Barbecue. Uh-huh. They've won 10 years in a row down there at the kickoff and rib festival presented by IC Light. So I asked Stacy, what's the formula that makes them the winners?
Uh-huh. They fall right off the bone. We cook everything in our smoker with all wood. We don't use ovens or charcoal or anything like that. And I think that really makes the difference.
And they want your vote.
I love her. She's so Pittsburgh. Did you hear that accent?
Oh, yeah.
They fall right off the bone. We put them in the smoker. Hey, I love her. I'm voting for her. I'm going down there then. Now I'm going down there.
Before time runs out.
Sorry, Stace. I didn't mean to make... I talk like that, too.
I got you a present.
Really? Oh! Oh, my God. Oh, I hate you as much as I hate Marty. Wait a minute. He just threw a mouse at me. Oh, a stuffed mouse. I got him. I got that mouse.
I've been waiting.
He's dead as a doornail. Some of the listeners are mad at me for killing him. I went like this with that little box that the True Value hardware guy told me. I went click, 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 and I can hear a body in there. And I threw it right in there. Garbage!
What happened to catch and release?
No. You got to take them out of the house. Throw them. No, wait. The Pittsburgh people don't say garbage or garbage men or anything. They say you got to throw it in the rubbish. Throw it in the rubbish.
All right, man. Well, give us the details of this parade coming up.
All right. We got it.
Michael Bartley for Marty Griffin. Coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.